Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Have you ever gone on a school trip and stayed at a hotel? How about a haunted hotel? That happens in our next story. Some friends thinking it'll be fun to play a trick on other friends in the haunted hotel. Turned out the trick was on them.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. And if you want an ad-free experience of the show, you can get that through Apple Podcasts. Let's go to this story of the haunted field trip in the hotel and see exactly what they're referring to. Hi.
Yeah, my name's Ryan. I'm 21 years old. So I've got a couple, but I want to tell you guys, I guess, the most recent two I've experienced. Not last July, but 2 years ago in July, I took a school trip out to Wyoming, and I can't remember exactly the name of this hotel, but it's out in Wyoming, and it's deemed one of the most haunted hotels, you know, out in Wyoming, of course. But I had a different experiences there. I mean, we're going in there, it's a group of us. We had probably, I want to say 12 of us, 10 or 12 of us. And so we're out there for a geology school trip. We're out here at this lovely hotel. And I mean, of course, we all know it's been deemed as haunted. So we're all interested in what's going on. First day there, you know, we're looking around trying to get some stories, understand what all has happened there, what's going on. And so we all, you know, we're talking to the employees. They tell us a couple of their stories and tell us to go look around. And they don't mind. They say, stay out. Where did you want wandering the hotel? We don't mind. People do it all the time. So we're doing that. I'd say it's probably around 12 a.m. We have to leave the next morning to move on to somewhere else in Wyoming. But at 12 a.m., we're all walking around, looking at things. And we're as a group. So there's like 12 of us in a group walking around this hotel looking. And me, my buddy, me and two of my friends, we decide to play a trick, right? And there's only one door that leads up to our hotel rooms, and it's been wide open the whole time. So we decide to go up there, shut the door, sitting there holding the door, so it makes it seem like the door's shut. I can't get in, something's going on. I'm sitting there holding the doorknob tight as I can. I mean, I'm a pretty strong guy, not gonna lie, but as I'm sitting there holding this doorknob to where it can't move, to where they can't open this door, all of a sudden, we hear footsteps coming up the steps. So, you know, we're expecting these people to try to open the door. And at that point, there's 9 of them. And so I'm sitting there. Me and my friend are holding this door shut and holding the doorknob. And the doorknob twists in my hand. And I have like a death grip on this doorknob. This doorknob twists in my hand, makes my whole wrist twist, everything. Turns the doorknob with me locked on it. I give it 3 seconds, not even. I pull that door wide open because no one gave any push. The doorknob just twisted. So no one gave any push, so I opened up the door and no one was standing there. That was weird. You know, move on. Next one is, it's around 3 a.m. We've all been to sleep. We all went to sleep around 2 a.m. So about 3 a.m. And I mean, I go to sleep in my boxers. Next thing I know, I wake up. And since we were leaving the next day or whatever, I wake up and I'm standing out in the hallway with my bags. Standing out in the hallway with my bags, and I'm hearing chatter downstairs in the lobby. And it's really loud chatter. Nothing distinctive or anything, but it's really loud. And so I decide to look at my phone, see what time it was. And I pull my phone out, and it's 3 a.m. I used to sleepwalk a lot, and I haven't done it probably in 10 years or so. And so I woke up at 3 a.m. hearing people downstairs. My bag was fully packed. So I was fully clothed. I went to sleep in my boxers, and my bag was totally not packed. That was definitely a strange event. One of my most recent ones, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago. I was watching my friend's house while they were out of town. I was watching his house and his two dogs. And as I'm laying on the couch, it's about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I hear some noise in the kitchen. At first it sounded like the AC kicking on. I wasn't too worried about it. And then I noticed one of the dogs staring into the kitchen, hair raised. He was not happy. Looking in the kitchen, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to get his attention. Next thing I know, I'm hearing some, what it sounds like, a cabinet. But the cabinet kind of open and shut. What it really sounds like is a dog going in there and, you know, pulling it open with his nose and then backing up, and the door shuts really quick. But then I heard the drawers open. And so at that point, I was like, it's time to get out of here. So I went into the extra bedroom, try to go to sleep. Realized that, you know, I need something to drink. So I go out into the kitchen where all the noise is occurring. And cabinets were wide open. Drawers were wide open. And it just freaked me completely out. So I turned around, ran back into the extra bedroom. I left the TV on, just so there's some light and some noise going on outside of the room. And as soon as I step foot in that extra bedroom for the second time, after I get my water, the TV shuts off. And, you know, I asked the homeowner, I asked my friends about, you know, if they've ever experienced anything. My friend, he's never experienced anything. But his girlfriend that lives there as well, she definitely said she has. She's heard some stuff. She tries to ignore it. She tries to play it off. But, I totally let her know her house is haunted. But, you know, I really apologize for the flow of all this. Got a couple more stories. When I was out in Wyoming, it was in the morning before we left, and we went to a coffee shop, and I came back, and I was sharing a hotel room with four other men. And so I knew that bathroom was going to be locked up. So I decided to go down to the bathroom in the lobby. And there's only one stall in there. There's no urinal or anything. There's one stall, old wooden stall, one toilet. You know, you got to flush it physically, got to flush it for it to go down. And so after I used the restroom or whatever, I was washing my hands. The next thing I know is I hear the door creak on the stall. No big deal, nothing. Not worried about an old hotel, old bathroom, wood stall. No big deal. So as I carry on washing my hands, next thing I know is I hear the toilet flush. Turned around and ran out of there with soap all over my hands. Well, guys, I really appreciate listening to your podcast. Y'all are definitely interesting. You come out with some interesting things. You know, I have such a respect for the supernatural. They're definitely here, and need to do what we can to embrace it. All we're gonna do is piss them off, and it's gonna be bad at the end of the day. But I appreciate you guys listening to me talk. Yeah, I hope you guys have a good day.
That's why I like to offer moon pies to all the ghosts in my house. I just walk around, put moon pies in random places, and we have a good relationship.
I think probably one of the worst places to get spooked by a ghost is in the bathroom, because you never know where you could be in the process of going.
Yes, that could be really bad.
If it scares the hell out of you, you could be running out there with, you know, your pants around your ankles or something like that. Who knows?
You trip and fall and you go down the stairs, and then it's like, oh my God, he was murdered or something. But
it's like a Seinfeld episode, you know?
Completely. 100%. Thank you for sharing that story with us. We do appreciate it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. And of course, if you want an ad-free experience of the show, you can get it through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.